AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to a brand new AutoLine Daily. I'm Sean McElroy filling in for John today, but now let's look at today's top stories. And we start off with Toyota, who just posted its yearly earnings for its most recent fiscal year. The Japanese automaker sold over 9.1 million vehicles, which is up nearly 3% from a year ago. But despite the boost in sales, it didn't translate to more revenue for the company. Total revenue came to what sounds like a staggering $257 billion. However, that's a drop of 3.6%. Toyota's other numbers are strong, though. Its operating profit hit $22.9 billion, up 44%, and its net profit was just over $18 billion, which is up a whopping 57% from a year ago. And in other Toyota news, last year, we reported that Subaru will no longer build the Camry at its plant in Lafayette, Indiana, and now we get word that Toyota will shift Camry production of about 100,000 units to its Georgetown, Kentucky facility in the fall of 2016. To make up for the lost capacity, Bloomberg reports that Subaru may build a new SUV that's designed for the North American market in its Indiana plant. Earlier this week, we reported on the details of Fiat Chrysler's five-year plan, but we also found some of Sergio Marchionne's off-the-cuff remarks to be just as interesting. For example, he dissed the aluminum F-150 that Ford is coming out with, saying the turbo diesel they have in the Ram pickup already gets better fuel economy than the aluminum F-150 will. And he went out of his way to criticize Nissan, and I quote here, "The Nissan GT-R will never sell. It's just a weird thing," end quote. And he went on to say that trying to make Nissan a premium brand will never work. It's kind of rare to hear a CEO of one car company attack the products of another car company. But that's what makes it so fun to cover what Sergio is saying, because he'll say what's ever on his mind. And speaking of Fiat Chrysler, the headquarters for the newly created company won't be in Michigan or Italy, but rather in London, England. The company had previously announced that it would have some operations in the UK for tax purposes, but it hadn't selected a city. One analyst tells Bloomberg that the move makes sense because London is a financial capital, it's centrally located between FCA's global operations, and it avoids fallout from choosing Michigan over Italy or the other way around. While U.S. sales of the Ford Fiesta with the 1-liter 3-cylinder EcoBoost engine are still small, they're actually beating the automaker's expectations. The engine first arrived in December, and since then has seen a take rate of about 4 to 8% depending on the month, which comes out to a little over 1,000 units. Ford feels that number could go higher, but one thing holding the engine back is a lack of supply. Most dealers don't carry them on their lots, so customers have to special order them, and all the engines come from Germany. Not to mention that the refreshed Focus that's coming out this fall will use the engine as well. But I hope Ford is able to get the supply issue sussed out, because after driving the vehicle myself, I was really impressed by the refinement and performance thanks to all the technology that's been crammed into the engine. This is not the 3-cylinder engine of 15 or 20 years ago, and I think most people would have a hard time telling they're even driving a 3-cylinder vehicle. Coming up next, a look at future interior trends.
The new Sonata from Hyundai.
On AutoLine this week, the topic is all about interior car design. In the following clip, our panel of experts share some of the cool new trends they see making their way into cars in the future.
So in the new S-Class that we just launched, we actually have both on the door panel and on the center console heated armrest. Mm-hmm. And it's that warmth that you get when you come into the vehicle. So as you're waiting for that HVAC to warm up when it's in Michigan this year, when it's, you know, minus 30 most mornings, it seems, those things heat up much faster than your HVAC can catch up in. It gives you that initial warmth, that radiant heat that's very relaxing and soothing. Mm-hmm. As your HVAC comes up. So the more that you can incorporate warmth into those touch surfaces, primary touch zones, I think it's a benefit for consumers.
Yeah. Pat, what are some of the cool things that we should be on the lookout for?
I'm going to use the warmth and comfort thing, but the lighting in the vehicles now is really going to another level with the ambient lighting and the different colors. One of the things that we talked about, the stitching, and how stitching has really evolved in the vehicles into entry level all the way up. And we're looking at the lighting of the stitching.
Mm-hmm.
So when you
kidding!
Yeah, so you actually would see the individual stitches with the light, the ambient light behind it. So that's a pretty exciting technology. I think is again when you get in your vehicle as you're waiting, that the experience becomes wow, this is it grabs you.
And who's one was it Bentley? I'm trying to remember now. Has done a headliner that almost looks like stars at night.
So
some cool stuff. So Helen, what should we be on the lookout for? I know you can't talk about future products.
I can't tell
you
anything.
These guys can. They're selling it.
I know. I'd love to, but I wouldn't have a job.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're working, actually, because I've now moved into the GMC, so we're actually looking across the whole portfolio of GMC and looking where we can raise the bar even higher on the GMC, especially with the real materials, making sure that we've got it core across all the GMCs, the real materials and the finish, fit, the stitching. We really are working on how we keep GMC above.
Joining John for that show is Helen Emsley from GM Design, Jay Hutchins from Forcia, and Pat Stewart from Intiva. As always, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv. But that's a wrap for today's show. Thanks for watching, and go out and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.